friends all tell me, go to him, run to him, say sweet lovely things to him and tell him. Deep in my heart, I know it, but it's so hard to show it, 'cause it's easier, easier said than done. My buddies tell me, fly to him, sigh to him, tell him I would die for him, and tell him he's the one. Although he gives me a feeling that sets my heart a-reeling, yet it's easier, easier said than done. Sing to him, swing with him, and just do anything for him. Tell him he's the one. I've got a love so true, and yet I'm sad and blue, 'cause it's easier, easier said than done. Well, I know that I love him so, but I'm afraid that he'll never know, because I guess so timid and shy. Each time that I look him in the eye, they all tell me, sing to him, swing with him, and just do anything for him, and tell him he's the one. I've got a love so true, and yet I'm sad and blue, 'cause it's easier, easier said than done.
Oh, easier said than done.
What is?
Everything.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know about everything.
Well, but, how about golf?
I don't know about that either, yeah. But how about having the number 39th biggest selling single of the year, 1963?
That's definitely easier said than done.
That's exactly what it was.
Anything on the top 100 is easier said than done.
Right, right. But that that was it in them, right?
So
there.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing, 1963.
Oh, 63. That's
remember
a big
that
transition year?
Year,
yeah. Especially in music history. I mean, you still had some people on there that were big in the 40s and 50s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they were coming in with the, you know, coming out of that rockabilly and all that and into some surfing music. And it was just before the British invasion. Hit big time. I swear I was listening to I Want to Hold Your Hand in December of 63.
Which would make sense, mm-hmm. because it was already released in England at that point.
That's true.
Yeah. And I remember reading about a stewardess,
mm-hmm.
who brought a copy of the single back with her from London and gave it to her boyfriend, who was a disc jockey in D.C.
Uh-oh.
And he played it.
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to play it. But he played it anyway.
He played it anyway.
And boy, the phones lit up.
I bet they did, man.
And Capitol Records had to rush to get... They were already planning on releasing the single anyway.
Sure.
But they had to rush to get it out.
Mm.
And they got it out, and I think we know what happened after that.
I think so, too. Actually, Paul McCartney was listed as one of the... They listed him as a Hollywood hunk, but I don't think he was much a Hollywood guy.
No.
We got a few else on there, but we'll talk about those. In a bit.
Okay. Well, how about this one here? Number 38.
Mm-hmm.
A guy named Tommy Rowe.
Oh, sweetie.
One
Number 37, Trini Lopez.
Yeah.
You know, he had 13 charting singles.
I did not know that.
He did. It came from Wichita Falls, Texas. And at the age of 15, he was working Las Vegas nightclubs. At 15. And it was the same club that was owned by Jack Ruby.
Oh, boy.
And he, of course, was the man who assassinated Kennedy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was always something weird about that, wasn't there?
Oh, I know, right? Yeah. And, of course, that was the cover of Pete Seeger's song, If I Had a Hammer.
Yeah.
But he had a lot of success in the Latin album category.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of funny. He has a Gibson ES-335 model rock and roll. It's the rock and roll guitar that he had made, and it's one of the most sought-after guitars by serious collectors, so... Kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He can, one day, if he gets hard on his luck, he can sell that.
There you go.
Make a whole lots of money.
A whole lot of money.
Yeah. All right. Well, these guys right here made a whole lot of money during their career.
I'll bet.
You had mentioned that surfer music became pretty big in 1963.
It's true.
Yeah. And this one right here from the Beach Boys is at number 36.
Thank you.
Yeah, that song probably wouldn't play well in today's standards.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand it when it first came out. I said, what?
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
What are they talking about? That's not very nice.
No.
You know?
Right. But you could say things like that back then and get away with it.
Yeah, you could. You could. I could say something that the Smothers Brothers said, but I won't.
Yeah, well, yeah. They took her to the edge a few times.
They definitely were edgy.
Yeah, maybe went over the edge a few times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we're going 1963, biggest selling singles of the year.
Yeah.
We're up to number 34.
Rooftop Singers.
That's who they are.
Yeah, Eric Darling. He was, of course, in the group, and he played at the Newport Folk Festival in 63.
Hmm.
And they had some successful songs, or he had some successful songs. Tomcat being one of them, and that was number 20 in May of that year. Didn't make the top, you know, top singles of the year, but he definitely charted that year with that song, Tomcat.
Okay. Well, they did pretty well with this one, too.
Yeah, they did.
Walk
I've often wondered if they wrote that song about a woman named Denise.
Denise, yeah, really.
Not Denise. Denise.
When it came out, I was going, what are they saying, Denise?
Right, right. What are they talking about there? Randy and the Rainbows.
Yeah, really. That's amazing.
Yep.
You know, it's really interesting. 5-digit zip codes came into being in 63.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They signed a nuclear test ban. That's a good one.
That's a real good one.
Also, equal pay amendment went into effect, which was, I think, pretty cool.
It's really cool, other than the fact that it never happened. But
Right.
You know, I mean, it still hasn't happened.
Basically, but, said if a man and a woman have the same job, they get the same pay.
Yeah, yeah. And who's following that law? I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, talk to a bunch of women in the business world, and I don't think they're going to think that ever happened.
Probably not. Probably not, unfortunately. No. That's a real shame.
Yep, yep. So, all right, well, we're in 1963, and we're looking at the number 32 biggest selling single of the year from Martha and the Vandellas.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
hard to sit down, didn't it?
Yeah, I'll tell you. The Dovells.
Yeah. When they're rocking like that.
They really were rocking, no doubt.
Yeah.
And you know what the price of gasoline was in 63?
It's hard to say.
Yeah, if you got a high test, it was about 32. But for regular, it was about 30. 28 to 30, depending on
28 to 30 cents
were.
A
yeah.
gallon.
Yeah, we used to, you know, we'd gather our change. We got 73 cents. All right.
Yeah.
We can roll around for almost 2.5 days. No.
Yeah.
Not that
well,
long. But.
Except that they were all big, heavy cars, too, so you weren't getting great gas mileage either. So.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And I didn't get my car till the next year in a 64 Volkswagen, which was pretty good on gas.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
There were definitely a few of them out there that were good. But
in today's dollars, that would be about $2.75.
$2.75 for a gallon of gas?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not quite that cheap, but, you know.
Nope.
That's the way life goes sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It was more expensive in 2012 and 2013 than, it was almost the same price in 2012, 2013 as it is today, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and, you know, everybody wants to blame somebody.
Sure.
But Edie Gourmet says, blame it on the bossa nova.
I was at a dance when it caught my eye. Standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to a the day.
man, Leslie Gore, she was something, man. She stepped out there as a woman.
Yeah. And she put out some good music. And
she really did.
That one, is a little bit ahead of the British invasion. So
it was.
And she still did pretty well once, the invasion happened.
Yeah.
Not all American artists did, but she still continued to put out hit records.
Well, and speaking of big women, top women, women that stepped out there, the Russians had the first woman in space.
Oh,
Valentina Tereshkova. Yep.
1963.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
And then other women, of course, there was the feminine mystique came out, Betty Friedan.
Mm-hmm.
And then along with that, we had some hot sex symbols. I figured I'd put those together, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ursula Andress.
Oh, okay.
Of course, Brigitte Bardot.
Mm-hmm.
Honor Blackman, Pussy Galore in the James Bond film.
Right.
And, of course, you got it, Liz Taylor. Duh. Kim Novak. And, it was funny. They got the Hollywood hunks. As I said earlier, you got Elvis, of course. But then they got Paul McCartney.
Man, that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make sense. But Sean Connery does.
Oh, yeah.
And Gregory Peck. So, those were the top women and the top men in the day. Quite frankly, I'm more impressed by Betty Friedan and Valentina Tereshkova.
Okay, yeah. Well, going out in space,
that's
an accomplishment for a man or woman.
Absolutely. So.
In 1963, especially.
Yes.
All right, so you want to keep heading up the charts?
Let's do it.
All right, how about we head up to number 28, Jan and Dean.
Oh, yeah.
City, 'cause it's two to one. Yeah, we're gonna serve city, and I have some fun.
Tell you what, the Shantays right there, another surf band.
It seemed like that was popular in 1963.
They did that. This guy, these guys were a little different. They, well, Santa Ana High School, that's nothing different, but they toured a little bit with the Righteous Brothers and Roy Orbison, which is kind of interesting. And they were the only rock and roll band to perform on Lawrence Welk. Turn off the bubble machine, right?
Yeah.
And of course, Pipeline was listed as one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll, no doubt. But I think we got, what did we got, about three instrumentals on this list?
Probably somewhere around
something
there.
Like yeah. that. Yeah, they were big back then.
That was a big thing, definitely, yep. And that one was a cool one.
Yeah, it was.
Which is probably why it ended up number 27
yes,
on our
sir.
List. And we're doing the top-selling singles of the year 1963. And if we just did 27, my calculations are correct, we're ready for number 26.
That sounds like a winner to me.
And how about Little Piggy March?
Follow him. Ever since he touched my hand, I knew that near him I always must be, and nothing can keep him from me. He is my destiny. I love him, I love him, I love him, and where he goes, I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow. He'll always be my true love, my true love. Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can keep me away, away from my love. I love it, I love it, I love it, and when he goes, I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow. He'll always be my
Guess that was Inez, right?
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's not James Taylor and Carly Simon.
No, definitely not.
That would be years later.
Yes, yes.
They were still kids in 1963.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a good song. I like that song.
Yeah, interesting.
It was a little different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. For the time period. Mm-hmm. It fits well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you had mentioned, you know, all the different styles of music and stuff.
Right.
Prior to the British invasion.
Mm-hmm.
And doo-wop had kind of faded out a little bit.
They had. Just a tad.
Just a tad. But then guess who brought it roaring back?
Had to be Dion.
No.
No.
Four Seasons.
The Four Seasons, another doo-wop band.
Yes. And they certainly, they made it big. Let's say the first three singles went to number one.
That'll work.
Yeah. Not bad.
Little burden, I'd be lost without you.
The incredible Bobby Darin.
Oh, yeah. Man, that guy. Oof.
He could sing all different kinds of styles.
Yeah,
too,
he was one of the ones that started off in the early 50s and, you know, just a club guy.
Right.
And, of course, yeah.
Then he wrote Splish Splash.
He did in, like, about 10 minutes and then performed it the same day.
Right.
Same
yeah.
night.
Yep. And he made a splash with that. So
I would say. Well, you know, this next group, they made a pretty good splash, I will say.
The Rockin' Rebels?
The Rockin' Rebels, yes, sir. And, you know, Tom Shannon, one of the members, but this song was originally recorded as the theme song for his radio show on WKBW in Buffalo, New York. Yep, 1520 on your AM dial. Remember that? Yeah. So
yeah.
We used to get it at night in Northern Virginia. But maybe, I was thinking, Murph, maybe we could come up with a theme song. You know, I know a guy. It'd be guaranteed hit, right?
There you go. I'll go for that.
Hey, if he could do it, we could do it.
That's right.
Might be easier said than done, though.
Yeah, well, we've already played that.
I know.
How about Wild Weekend next?
Yeah, Rebels.
But most of all, I love you. the world may say about me. I know your love will always see me through.
That's one of the crooners from the earlier days that made it.
Yes, and he was still hitting it in 63, apparently.
He was. He was born Jasper Alcini. And he actually was an actor. He played Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather.
Oh, did he?
And two, yeah. Godfather 1 and 2.
Al Martino.
Yep, and props to my fellow vets. He was in the Navy in World War II.
Okay.
And he actually took part in the Iwo Jima invasion, got hurt. But after that, in 52, his good childhood friend, Alfredo Cucoza, or otherwise known as Mario Lanza, might have heard of him.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy, right. He won, Al Martino won first place on the Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts television. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he won first place, and then, of course, he went on to be a crooner.
Yeah. Had a pretty darn good career.
That's a good friend to have.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. All right, so you want to do some more surfing?
Might as well.
We're not done surfing yet, are we?
No.
I don't think we're ever going to get done surfing in 1963. Number 20, Safaris.
Okay.
Going back in time. From the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, we are 97.9 WRENLP Charlottesville. But you can call us 97.9 The Wren.
In the night, in the night. to me.
Brother and sister there.
Yeah.
Nina Tempo and April Stevens,
mm-hmm.
Deep Purple. That would be the inspiration for the band name, Deep Purple.
Yeah, that, they're a little bit different.
Yeah, definitely.
Just the hair. And it's funny, they used to call that heavy rock or heavy metal.
Right.
And, yeah.
Now it's just hard rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yep. All right, so that's number 19.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else interesting happened in 1963?
Well, let's see. Got an average household income.
Mm-hmm.
$4,400 a year.
Well, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
And yep. Yeah, you couldn't make it today on that, but you know.
No, you really couldn't. Postage was a nickel.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
That's a little different.
Yeah, and they probably actually delivered it back then, too.
Yeah, true.
I don't know what happens today when you mail something. I don't know where it goes, but. All right, so let's keep on rolling. Number 18, we just did a duet. Do another duet, Dale and Grace.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving it all up to you. You decide what you're gonna do. Up to you. You decide what you're gonna do. Now do you want my love? Or are we up to you. Are we through?
sweet.
Must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Blowing in the wind, the answer is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
One of the songs I used to sing in the coffee houses back in the days, of course.
I had
the whole Bob Dylan canon at the time. Okay. I just knew them all. But there was a conspiracy, easy for me to say, conspiracy right. theory. Bob Dylan stole Blowing in the Wind from a high school student.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think that.
Where is that high school student now?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.